Hi, this is Seth Muck. I'm here with Caitlin Hamilton. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Caitlin Hamilton. I'm 18. I'm from Southeast Wisconsin. I come from a small suburbs.
So Caitlin, do you think that technology has created a disconnect between the different generations?
I think there's a disconnect because older people don't really know how to use technology that well. But honestly, it's easier for me to talk to my older brother when he's gone, and it's easier for me to like Facebook message my family. So,
how has technology impacted your life?
Made it easier, I guess. It's always been a part of my life, so I wouldn't really know much different. Like, call my parents, come pick me up from practice or a friend's house. Can talk to my friends whenever I need to. And now there's new health apps and everything, so it just helps all around.
How much of an impact has Google had with your education?
Probably use Google every day and use it for almost all my assignments. Even down to like definitions of words or how to use a comma.
So what's your major?
I'm a writing major.
How has having like Apple Music or like a streaming thing or whatever you have?
Spotify.
How does having Spotify, how's that changed the way you listen to music? Do you like music?
Yeah, I like music. Everybody likes music. That's true. Using Spotify or Apple Music is easier than just going through a CD and pressing replay it all. My first iPod was an iPod Shuffle, really small ones, so you couldn't play playlists or albums or anything. It was just all your music together. So it's easier now when you work out or want to relax, you can change it. You can use a different playlist, or if you want to hear a new song, you can listen to it immediately. You don't have to change out discs, keyboard.
Okay, so how do you think technology has affected creating music? Things like GarageBand and electric keyboards, even electric guitars. But now with software instruments, how has the music game changed? Now that EDM's big. Do you like EDM?
No.
Okay, good.
Music has become more portable and easier to make. You can download a guitar or a keyboard onto a simple device. You can actually Google audio files to find that too, to plug it in. You can also auto-tune your voice. That's why even though record players are more in style now, they don't sound as good. If you were to ever get like a Rihanna record, it would sound like asshole because... It would sound bad because the auto tune is gone off the record player. So only genuine music sounds good on records.
Do you think technology has started to ruin art?
Yes and no. I know there's a lot of contemporary artists that use news and media to create something to send a message, which is a lot different. If we're talking about music, yes, I think it's gotten a lot worse, and it's more for money and platform.
Okay, so in conclusion, Caitlin, thank you again for joining me here in the studio. Shout out to the Avery Creative Suite for letting us use their equip. You know, technology's had a big influence on everything, right? Life, music. Well, it's an important part of technology. So, thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.
You're on Seth Muck Radio Hour.
For sure. Thanks for having me. It's been super fun.